A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV's Starting 11 prediction show ahead of this weekend's Merseyside derby. Yes, it's Liverpool versus Everton Sunday at 4:30, and I'm here to decide or guess what 11 I think Jürgen is going to pick for this big, big game. Who knows, by the time that game kicks off, Liverpool could be 4 points behind Manchester City, probably will be 4 points behind Manchester City, unless Watford and Roy Hodgson can somehow pull an owl out of their arses. So it's a big, big game for the Reds in more ways than one. Obviously, it's Everton. It's always big when you play Everton. But secondly, of course, the title challenge needs to continue. And to do that, the Reds need to right a wrong of last year where Everton finally came to Anfield and won. Liverpool need to put that to bed in front of a full house, which was the major difference than last year, and beat Everton again. I'm going to pick the 11. I think Jürgen is going to... I'm going to predict the 11. I think Jürgen is going to pick to do that. Before I do that, I've got a quick shout-out to make, and don't do these often, but one of our subscribers, Nick, turns 30 this weekend, so happy birthday to Nick Moore. Your girlfriend Hillary wrote in especially and asked us to give you a shout-out for your 30th, so happy birthday, Nick. Hope you have a good one. I think it's 23rd, your birthday, so celebrate your birthday and hopefully watch the Reds then go and absolutely hammer Everton. Right then, let's get into it. You guys who are watching along now live on the YouTube channel, use the live show, give your thoughts and comments on the team I'm picking, and let me know if you're right, if you think I'm right, if you think I'm wrong, what you guys would do, all that kind of good stuff as well. Let's make a start then. First off, we've got Alisson Becker in goal. Yeah, no shocks there. The best goalkeeper on the planet happens to play for us. Let's pick him. Nice one. First change that I've made, I think Kostas Tsimikas will play at left back. Andy Robbo's played a lot of football recently. I think he's going to give Andy Robbo a little bit of a rest and play Tsimikas. I thought Robertson was fantastic in the last couple of weeks. I thought he'd been excellent. But you've got to look after him a little bit. And I don't think the drop off to Tsimikas, especially against the team so far down the league table, is a big one. So I've got a feeling Tsimikas will start. Yeah, Aaron in the chat there as well says the same. Aaron thinks Tsimikas will start. I tend to agree, Aaron. I still think Virgil's going to play. And I think Joel Matip's going to play. There was some talk in the office when I was doing a bit of prep before, like Big Ebu might get a game here. I actually think it's the other way around. I think Konate is going to play against Villarreal. So if I was doing the 11 prediction for Villarreal, which I might very well end up doing, I haven't seen the schedule yet, I think Big Ebu plays there. But I think Joel Matip will play in this one. I had a decision to make at right back. Obviously, last time Jürgen rotated his fullbacks, he did both of them. Joe Gomez starts at right back against Benfica. Tsimikas plays as well. But given that Everton, I think, are going to be very defensive, or at least try to be, I think Jürgen will want the creativity and the more attacking threat of Trent Alexander-Arnold. So I think Trent there, if Liverpool can get a lead or whatever, then I think you might see a bit of a change and Trent comes off and does save some legs. But yeah, I've got a sneaky little feeling that Trent goes in and plays at right back. Right then, I've got a midfield three to pick. And I want you guys to help me out. So you guys, now again, who are in the live chat, let me know the midfield three that you think Jürgen Klopp will select for this game. And also, the midfield three you would select, because they can be two different things. So when you're typing it in the live chat, type out the Jürgen and the name of the three, and then you and the name of the three as well, what you would do. If they're the same, that's fine, just do it once. While you're doing that, I'm going to go to a quick break right now to let you guys know about A, Red Men Sessions, and B, our upcoming live show. So yeah, in the chat right now, get your midfield threes in, and I'll be back after this quick break.
The 50 greatest Liverpool players of the Premier League era, a two-part special streaming now on Redmen Plus. Head to theredmentv.com right now to watch all episodes.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Yeah, so there you have it, streaming right now on Redmen Plus, our subscription service. Redmen Sessions with the Ragamuffins. We had the guys in the studio playing all their Liverpool hits as well. It was really good fun, if nothing else. The whole sessions is live streaming now on Redmen Plus, both in video and podcast forms. And afterwards, you saw details about our live show, May 21st at Hotel Anfield. We are back doing major live events. It's been far, far too long with the pandemic and the lockdowns and everything, travel restrictions. We haven't been able to do these for such a long time, so we are buzzing to finally be back doing a live show, May 21st at Hotel Anfield. The tickets are selling out pretty fast already. I think it's over 70% now, I think. We are nearly there in terms of full house. If you want to come along, make sure you sign up. Go to Skiddle, search for us, Redmen TV or the Ragamuffins, you'll find it there. Go to our social accounts, the link's there as well. Get your tickets now. If you're knocking around Liverpool the day before the last game of the season and need something to do, come and join us. We're going to have an absolute ball. Right then, moving back to some of the chat into what you guys would pick or what you think Jürgen would do. Cesar says, I would pick Fab, Naby and Hendo. Erin says Fab, Jones and Naby. Chris has gone for Hendo, Jones and Keita. Any more very quickly. Yeah, here we go. We've got Catherine who says Catherine will pick Jones, Fabinho and Henderson as well. Natalie will go for Hendo, Jones and Ox. Doesn't want to have an injury to Fab or Thiago ahead of the big Villarreal game. It all makes sense. I have got Fabinho starting. I think Jürgen will pick Fabinho in this one. I think if Everton are going to do absolutely anything, it's going to be on the counter-attack. And also, what Fabinho allows us to do is box Everton in, so I think we are going to press, camp out on the edge of their area. And Fab's actually, not only is he a great defensive midfielder in terms of his own half and around the halfway line, he's really good at keeping teams penned in, not letting them get out. So I think Fab will start. I think he starts with the captain, I'll stand over here, Jordan Henderson on the right of the midfield three. And I've gone for Naby Keita on the left of the midfield three. I understand there's going to be outrage if Thiago doesn't play because he's been absolutely exceptional for the last few weeks. He has been out of this world good. He's finally been the Thiago that we always wanted. We saw a bit of this towards the end of last season, the lockdown season, where Thiago helped really propel Liverpool and get them that fourth. Well, in the end, it was third, but a top four position. It's been in and out, injuries, COVID, that kind of stuff. But recently, he's been absolutely fantastic. But he is someone whose minutes you have to manage. I'm certain you're going to want him at home to Villarreal. So I think he's not going to be starting this game. He'll be on my bench in a minute. I think Naby was excellent against Manchester City as well, to be fair. And more than deserves another start. So I'm quite comfortable with that midfield three. There's every chance that he does not play both Fab and Hendo. I understand that. And puts the other one at the six. In that instance, I actually think it'd be Fabinho who dropped out. I do think Hendo is going to start this one. Right then, my front three, and I've got a bit of a surprise for you, but it's fine. Have a little guess what it is. I think Diogo Jota comes back in. I've got him out on the left in this one. I've got Mo Salah never rests, on the right, and I've gone for our Lord and Saviour, Divock Origi, up front. I say that because At time of recording, I'm not 100% sure about Bobby Firmino's fitness. If Bobby is fine and ready to go, I think he comes in. I think he'll want to give Mane a little break. I think he'll want to save Diaz as well. They've both played two intense games recently, and I'm certain he wants both of those again for Villarreal. If it's Bobby, I think it'll be Bobby up front. If not, I think it's going to be Divock. Divock's got a great record against Everton, 5 goals against them already. He's been in and around the squad a little bit more recently. He's come off the bench and that. And I think Jürgen will go for Divock Origi if there is no Bobby Firmino. So that's my curveball there. Yeah, Lord Divock from Mr. Deep Curry with loads of heart. Daniel, I just love Divock as well. Owen, Divock will score. Yeah, he absolutely will. I get people are maybe a bit pessimistic about Divock. Divock's brilliant, by the way. He's fine. Well, he's really, really good. He's absolutely fine. And I just think with so many games and what's coming up, Sadio and Diaz on the bench, by the way, as well, just in case you need them. But yeah, brilliant. Also, it'd be nice to remind Jordan Pickford when he walks out, just walk out and Divock just gives him a little smile and goes, remember me? So yeah, I'm going to go for Divock in this one. My bench then is a very, very quick one. I'll go through it. I've got Kelleher. There's Andy Robbo, if needs be. Hopefully he gets the day off, but if he needs to be there, he's there. Joe Gomez as right back and centre back cover. Big Ebu as other centre back cover. There's Thiago Alcantara because he's brilliant. James Milner, being James Milner on the bench, that's kind of what James Milner does these days, comes on for 5 minutes. We've got Luis Diaz, we've got Sadio Mane, and I've gone for Curtis Jones as the last one. He's been on the bench a bit more recently. Ox wasn't on the bench in the last couple of games. Tacky seems to have fallen out of favour. We haven't seen a lot of Harvey Elliott either. So a very, very strong team for the Reds and a very strong bench as well. But yeah, that's the 11 that I think Jürgen's going to pick and the bench that I think he's going to pick as well. I'll go to some of your comments now before we round up for your thoughts. Sam says hard start Kelleher. Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. We've got Protégé, Divock Origi never disappoints. He's our saviour. To be fair, he does sometimes disappoint. He does. He hasn't always nailed onto it. But against Everton, he tends to deliver more than not. Yeah, he does. It's Divock's last start, says Josh. Maybe a Anfield swan song for Divock Origi. Natalie would start Jones. He looks good when he plays. I've got no issue with I like Curtis Jones. I think he's a good player. But I think he has to start on the left of the three for me. And with Naby not playing against Manchester United, I think Naby is more likely to get the start there. Alicia, why do you think Elliot isn't getting in the team? It's a good point. To be honest, I've got a little feeling that the plan with Elliot was always to start him as a centre mid. The injury really knocked him back a bit. He comes back and it was almost like Jürgen gave us a little taster. Here's Harvey Elliott, remember him, he's really, really good. But you've got to look after him, he is still only a kid. He had a major injury. I think that's what it is. And also, there's more senior players who get on the bench ahead of him. If there's one or two more injuries, then Harvey's very much on the bench. But I think it's more of just a pecking order thing at this point in time. Graham says, why Origi? For all the reasons I explained earlier, Graham, Bobby fitness out, Mane and Diaz, I think he's going to save. So and also Divock loves a goal against the Ev. So that's why I've gone for him there. Divock is better off the bench and not as a starter, said Genevieve. Maybe, yeah. Listen, that has been the Divock Origi show for a while, but yeah, maybe the other way round, he starts and then comes on rather than the other way round for me. Ryan says Konate over Matip. Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked. I wouldn't even be that shocked if Virgil doesn't play, if I'm honest. I don't think Jürgen thinks Everton are very good, and there's a couple of reasons for that. A, because Everton aren't very good is the main one, and B, I think he likes to remind them of that as well. It's almost like a bit of a psychological war when they look at their team and think, he thinks we're crap. Look, he's rotating, he's resting. I wouldn't be shocked if both of them don't play, if I'm honest. But my guess is Virgil starts this one. Where's Tacky? Yeah, I don't know where Tacky is. I've got no idea where Tacky is. He's hanging around on the bench somewhere. It's a good game for Gomez, says John, potentially for Matip. My sense with Gomez now, John, is that when he plays, it's going to be his right back. I've got a sneaky feeling most of the training that Joe Gomez is doing throughout the week and in the shadow games and all that is focused on right back. He is now Trent's understudy for the rest of the season. Now, that might change in the summer. There's links to this kid from Aberdeen who maybe comes in at right back with Neco Williams moving to Fulham on a full-time basis. But for right now, I've got a sneaky feeling every time we see Gomez, it'll be at right back and we're not overcomplicating it. We're not making him do two different jobs and things. That's my sense with Gomez. Let's have a little look who else we've got. Salah needs to start. He performs better when he keeps playing games. Salah always plays. Salah plays all the time. He just hardly ever gets rested. The man's a machine. Yash maybe to start Millie for Hendo and save Hendo's legs for Villarreal. Yeah, potentially. James Milner's role these days, I know he starts against Benfica, but more so, James Milner's role seems to be 85th minute sub these days. But it really does depend what Jürgen thinks of Everton. You've got to remember, the rest between United and Everton was a big one. Tuesday, Sunday is a huge, huge gap in terms of Liverpool's fixtures. Afterwards, I understand it then becomes Sunday, Wednesday, but at least we're at home, at least there's time for a training session, a bit of recovery, so it could well be that he just plays and plays and plays, and then the Newcastle game is where we have a bit of a mix-up, but I think, listen, it's still a very strong team, isn't it? It's a very strong team, so we all know. Cookie says, I'd rest Van Dijk for the Villarreal. It's much more important than the league. Well, no, it's not. That's not true at all. Neither are more important than the other. Liverpool can't afford to lose this game, so I disagree. And also Virgil van Dijk, again, he tends to play quite often. He had a little rest against Benfica, so who knows. Last couple one then. Chris says, yeah, no, Bobby needs to be fit soon. Ideally, he is. And listen, if Bobby, again, I reiterate, if Bobby is fit to start, he starts this game for me. Divock doesn't. I'm basing this on the fact that I think Jürgen will be extra cautious with Roberto Firmino, and that's why I've gone for Divock up front. Let's leave it there. So, yeah, in terms of my 11, that's it. That's my subs bench as well. For the Everton game, then I will be on watch along duty with Errol on the YouTube channel. So do check that out. We'll go live about an hour and 15 minutes before kickoff with the team news reaction show. So what's that? About 3:50 in UK time. We'll go live. We'll be on air as the team news is announced. And then at 4:15, we'll go live for the watch along. So be on air from about 15 minutes before kickoff, right through fast the final whistle, and then a little 10, 15 minutes afterwards as well. After that, the fan reaction show and the player rating show on YouTube and the instant match reaction on Red Men Plus afterwards. Honestly, you saw before the Red Men sessions on Red Men Plus, please do consider joining us. There has never, ever, 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 ever been a better time to be a Liverpool supporter in our lives. One trophy down, one final guaranteed, a semi-final upcoming, 1 point off the league title as well. It doesn't get better than this. So if you are going to come and join us on Red Men Plus and get as much Liverpool content consumed as you can, please do consider it. Like I say, redmenplus.com. I promise you, you will not regret it. All you guys in the live chat, thanks so much for helping me out. Thanks for your thoughts and your comments. Really do appreciate it. If you're not watching this live or you're listening to it on a podcast app, please do give the video a thumbs up or give us a rating on your app. 5-star ratings, all that stuff, I promise you. It really does help us out. It boosts up the algorithms. It gets more eyes and more ears on the shows. And that's what we're all about here at Red Men TV. Right then, I'm going to shoot off. So thanks very much for watching. Like I say, do join us for the watch along this week as Liverpool hopefully batter Everton. Until then, I'll catch you soon. Ta-da.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.